V'hinei mavur, it's explained there also, shekol ikar kium halev shel ha'olam hual yedei ha'ma'ayan. That the whole existence of that heart, which is the heart of the world, its entire existence is dependent on its focusing on that wellspring, that mayan. Shemistakel umabet umishtoike keilav. It looks at it and it yearns to it. Vize kium kol hoilam. Ki ein kium beloy lev. Because we know a body, for example, cannot exist without the heart. The heart is the most important part of the body. As Rabbi Nazal says over there, v'chol kiyum halev im hamayon bo'olam hakol al yedei hakvat peh. And the entire existence of that heart and wellspring are dependent on that betler who can't speak. He's the kvad peh. Shemekabetz kol hachasodim shelemes. He's the one who gathers up all the true chasodim, Shemehem nisave hazman, which are what generate time. We went into this in the previous year. It's too long to go into right now again, but that zman, time, is the physical world is governed by time and space. That's the tzimtzum, the constriction. When we talk about the midos of Hashem, they're broken up into two categories, the three upper midos and the seven lower midos. The three upper midos, Chochma Bina Das, or Keser Chochma Bina, the seven lower midos, Chesed through Malchus. The physical world as we know it is usually these seven lower midos. Hashem created the world in 7 days, 7 years in a cycle, 7 years in a Shemitah, everything bound by the number seven. Time, is related to these seven lower midos of Hashem, which begin with chesed, and the main focus of them is Tiferes, which is called Emes. Yaakov Avinu is called Titein Emes LiYaakov, and Yaakov Avinu is called Tiferes. We went into this in the previous year. For now, let this suffice. Shaydeze noisein ho'ish Emes yoim el halev. By gathering up these chasodim shel emes, the ish emes gives the heart a day, v'halev el hamayon, the heart passes on that day to the well, to the wellspring. Shaydeze yecholim liyois boilam hamayon v'halev. And that's what allows these two, the heart and the wellspring, to exist. When they're given a day, person is given life, then they can live. They're given, I have another day to live. That kind of thing. V'oz yesh kiyum lahalev al yedei hatzaoko v'hahishtoikekus v'histaklus elamayim. And then the heart is able to continue existing and functioning by crying out and yearning and focusing on that mayon. V'chein hamayon el halev. And the mayan is also looking towards the heart. Ve'yesh lo kiyum, and it, they're both able to exist. Vaydeze meskayim kol ha'olam, and this is what allows the entire world to exist. V'chol ze hu bechina hanal. Rav Nosson says all of this is tied into what we were speaking about earlier, which is shalidei tzedaka, through the mitzvah of tzedaka, shehu bechinas chasodim shel emes. Tzedaka is one of the best examples of a chesed shel emes, a true kindness. Shaydeze nishave hazman, that's what generates time. We know, for example, that the Torah says tztoko tatzil mimoves. Tztoko saves a person death. Death means time's up, man, right? That's what death is. Death is, it's over, the clock finishes. Tztoko can change that. Tztoko can add days to a person, can add life to a person. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara tells stories about it, where a person was supposed to be taken away, and one of Malachim defended him. What do you mean? This person provided for poor people, for widows, everything. Hashem said, you're right. Give him another 22 years. You're right. That's the power of tzedakah. Tzedakah creates time. Ayideze yecholim lekasher halev el hanekuda. That's what gives the ability to connect the heart to what it's supposed to connect to, shehu bechinas hiskashrus halev el hamayan kanal, which in that story is presented as the heart making the connection to the mayan, to that spring. Ki mebchino hanal hamavur b'maisanal meinyan tzakas halev el hamayan, because from that concept that's expressed in the story there about the heart crying out to that spring, Mishom nimshach kol ha-hispoidedus v'hasichois b'noi levin koinoi v'atzokois she'tzoyakim b'nei Yisrael min halev l'ashem Yisborach. That's the source of all the crying out of all the Jewish people throughout generations. Whenever Jews felt a desire to Hashem, they felt an emergency, a deep need. And the Torah says, Vayitzaku el Hashem, Tzoak libam el Hashem, their hearts cried out to Hashem. It's all based on the connection that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that story about the lev and the mayan. The lev reaching out for that mayan. We know that tefillah is called, it's not called an expression of the mouth. The Gemara says, "Ula'ovdoi bechol levavchem," to serve Hashem with your entire heart. The Gemara says, "Ezeu avodah shebelev." What's called avodah shebelev? Haviyomer zu tefila. Unfortunately, 99% of Jews today don't get it. They somehow they read this Gemara and they don't read it. They don't hear it. You're lucky. Hashem is lucky and privileged if they're willing to say the words. If the person is willing to say the words, but to say to put my heart into it, are you kidding? I mean, how far do you want to take this? It's enough that I say to whatever person gets up to be a chazan and shul, you know, he rattles off the ashrei and everything is like, you know, sfira somer, hayoim shneim leimer, boom, you know, he zapped it out. Where's the heart? What do you mean? This is tefillah. Tefillah is supposed to be coming from the heart. Where's the heart? Where's the heart? People, it's a forgotten art. It's something people, and again, it's right there in the Gemara. It's right there in the Shifchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei. You know, so many different psukim in the Torah that make it perfectly clear that that's what it's all about. And yet, the Yetzirah is so good at what he does that even when it comes to religious people, that far they don't get. Lucky if they get as far as to be able to say the words. But to say, to tell me that when I walk into shul, I have to rearrange my whole brain and I have to unlock this place in my body that hasn't been used, I don't have it in anything, and put my heart into it, that's a whole other league. That's a different league completely of Yiddishkeit. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal open up, you know, in a tremendous way and making this so clear to us. Ki hakoil misham. Because all of this, all the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael, all comes from that connection between that lev and that ma'ayan that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in that story. Ki ha'lev hanal b'hamaisa, because the heart that's being discussed in that story, hu shoyresh levovoi shel kol Yisrael, that's the source, the spiritual source of all the Jewish hearts. That's the heart of hearts. The Hamayon Hanal, and that spring that's mentioned in that story, Hu Shoyresh Kol Hanekudois Shel Kol Yisroel, Haklolius Vaprotius. That refers to all the places that every Jew has to connect to, the places that Klal Yisroel has to connect to, and the place that each and every single individual Jew has to connect to. Ukemoi shehalev hanal ein loy chius kim mehamayon, and just like in that story, we're told that the heart, its only source of life is from that mayan. Shemistakel boy tomer, it's always looking at that mayan umishtoikek elov and yearning to it, vitzoyek elov tomer and crying out to it. Shaydeze nimshach loy chius mehamayan, that's how it draws life from that mayan, just like when we talk about Hashem. How does a person, shivisi Hashem lenegdi sama? The Torah says a Jew is supposed to always be looking at Hashem. A person is always supposed to picture as if Hashem is right in front of him, whether he's eating, whether, Rabbeinu Zal said, when a Jew is sitting down to eat, he's supposed to picture as if he's sitting in front of the king. And to eat with that kind of dignity, you see people sometimes dive into the food or eat in an uncontrolled way. Rabbeinu Zal taught us, he just using that as an example, Picture you're sitting at the table of a king, mamish, a real king. Picture the kind of etiquette, the kind of derech eretz, how you wouldn't grab and you wouldn't take big bites. You know, you would eat with tremendous dignity. That's the way a Jew is supposed to eat normal, when he's by himself even, you know. And that's this concept of shivisi Hashem, being conscious that I'm always looking at Hashem. I'm always in front of Hashem, in the presence of Hashem. And realizing that the way that I draw life from Hashem is through these diburim, the dibur. Hashem says, harchev picha v'amaleu, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. The only way that a person draws life from Hashem, the Torah is called the tree of life, Eitz Chaim. The Gemara says, when you speak the words, Ki chayim heim lemoitzoehem, the pasuk says. The Torah gives life to those who give forth its words. The Gemara says, lemoitzoehem bepeh. It's only if you say it. The Torah is not like some other book that you read with your eyes, like a comic book or you read with your eyes. The Torah, in order to draw the energy, the spiritual energy that the Torah has to give, you have to say the words. It's diburim of Torah and tefillah. The pasuk says, tefillah lokel. Chaya, tefillah lekel chaya, David HaMelech says until him, I daven to the living Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, put the comma the other way. Tefillah lekel, davening to Hashem, chayai, that's my life. That's how I draw chias. How do I draw energy from Hashem? Tefillah. The words of tefillah, that's the pipe. That's the pipes. That's the tzinoiros by which Hashem can channel to me what I'm supposed to get. Kemoikein beprotius, so too, in detail, kol lev shel kol echad miYisrael, every heart of every individual Jew, ikar chiyusoi v'kiyumoi, hu al yedei ha-hishtoikakus v'hatzo'oko el hanekuda, so to each and every Jewish heart, the way that it draws life and existence, the ability to exist, is through that yearning and that crying out to the nekuda shesharosh me'mayim, the nekuda which is rooted in the mayan, meaning the particular connection that the person is supposed to make to Hashem at that particular day, at that particular moment. At 7 o'clock in the morning, it's shachris with talis and tefillin. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's mincha with no talis and tefillin. At 9 o'clock at night, it's mariv. Each time, there's a different connection that I'm supposed to be making to Hashem at that particular time, in that particular place. A person's in the bathroom, the connection he's supposed to make to Hashem at that time is not by studying Torah, reviewing his Mishnayos. He's not allowed. Then the connection to Hashem is by not thinking of A, B, C, D, etc., etc. This is the essence of all the hispoidus and talking that a person does to Hashem. A person's trying to connect to Hashem in the way that they're supposed to at that particular moment, in that particular place. Where I am right now. Right now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Right now I'm married or I'm not married. Each person, depending on where he's at a particular moment, to know the kesher he has to make, what he has to ask Hashem for at that point. Before Pesach, we were davening to be zeichet to have a good Pesach. Now, after Pesach, we're asking Hashem to be able to hold on to it, to be able to hold on to any of the good things that we experienced on Pesach. We shouldn't forget it. Any Torah, any tefillah, any mitzvahs, it should be locked up in a safe, and it should accompany me throughout the rest of my life. There's a pasuk, ki ekach moyed. I take the holiday. There was somebody that once said to one of the leading Breslov Hasidim, Rav Nachman Shirin, that he feels bad. The holiday is over. The Yom Tov is leaving. This is He said, what are you talking about leaving? It ain't leaving. The pasuk says, ki ekach moyed. I take the holiday. The holiday doesn't leave. You take it with you. All the mitzvahs that you did are deposited in a vault. It doesn't go away. It doesn't evaporate. Every mitzvah, the matzah and the maror, all of that is in a savings account. It's all locked up and it's all inscribed on your neshama. Your neshama now is full. Now take that and run with it. Use that as a springboard for the next set of mitzvahs, for the mitzvahs that you need to do in Sfira Soimer and to take you up to Shavuos. Each thing, it's a ladder that you're climbing. You're not losing any. The rungs that you passed already, they're not gone. Those rungs helped you get to where you are now and you keep going up. V'zeh goydel malas hatztoka. And this is the tremendous benefit of tztoka, sh'aydei tztoka shu b'chinas chasodim shelemes. Through tztoka, which we explained earlier, is chasodim shelemes, aydei zeh nishave hazman. That's what creates time. Im kol hashirim v'hachidois, with all the songs and beautiful poetry that it comes with. Each new day comes with its shirim. We know a Jew begins the day with what? With a shachris, with a psukei de zimra, songs. Dovra Melech started the day with the harp. The at chatzos midnight, the wind would blow, the north wind would blow, and start go through the strings of the harp and start playing music. And zmiroi soyli chukecha, his study of Torah was with a song. And shachris, the song, the psukei de zimra, the beautiful songs that we sing, you know, each one of those, the halalukas and everything. Shehem hadiburim kedoshim v'hanifloim shel hakvat peh. These are the holy words, the holy speech of that betler who seemed as if he couldn't speak. Shayidei zeh kol ki'ikar kiyum v'chiyah shel halev. That's the whole existence and source of life of the heart. Shemekabel me'amayan, which it receives from the mayan. Because of the fact that time comes into existence through tzedakah and chesed, al kein al yodo yecholin lekasher atzmoi lahanekudo hanimsheches me'amayin hashayach laliboy bo eis hazois daika. That's why the tzedakah and chesed is what gives you the ability to connect to the specific nekuda that's shayach to your heart at any given moment, at any given time. Because tzedakah and chesed is what creates time, therefore that's what gives you the ability to make the proper connection to the moment, this moment. What am I supposed to be doing right now, at a given moment? That's where most people get lost. The Yetzer Hara knocks a person off because it's timing. Because when a person's supposed to be doing this, he's thinking about something else, what he didn't do then. A person to be able to focus on today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. I have today. Today is on my screen. Let me make every minute, every hour of today count to the fullest. The Yetzirah gets a person to dwell on yesterday or to push things off to tomorrow. Now, to give a person a million excuses why they can't really start today. Tomorrow is a better day, though. I'll wait till Rosh Chodesh. I'll wait. Chas v'shalom. Versus this ability to connect to the Nekuda Ashayach Laliboy Bo'eis Hazois, Rav Nosson Zal showed earlier all kinds of psukim that show the connection between tzedakah and timing. This connection to the ace, to the right time. One of the halachas in Shulchan Aruch Tzedakah is to be careful when the opportunity presents itself right away. You have the famous story of Nochum Ish Gamzu, one of the great rabbis of the Gemara, who had been traveling, and he was traveling with a few mules that were loaded with stuff, and a poor man came over to him and asked him, could you help me? And he said, sure, just wait, let me unload the stuff, and I'll be happy to help you. He waited and died. The poor man, Rav Nochum Ish Gamzu, didn't realize that this guy hadn't eaten for a few days, and Mamish couldn't. He needed a drink. He needed something right away. And the Gemara says, because of that, Nochum Ish Gamzu accepted upon himself all kinds of suffering, boils all over his body and everything, to atone for this terrible thing that he didn't jump quickly enough when it came to helping a Jew in need, that kind of thing, Rachman Otzlan. There are many, we had before in the beginning of this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal showed the ksharim between tzedakah and this issue of timing, because he's connecting it to that chapter in Likutei Moran, which focuses on this issue of a Jew being able to make the right connection to the nekuda hashayach laliboy bo'eis hazois. That's the wording. To that aspect of Yiddishkeit that's shayach to my heart at this given moment. And that's tremendously important. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about different ways of connecting to Hashem. There's connecting to Hashem through the tzaddik. There's the connection to Hashem through your fellow Jews, through a chavrusa, through friends. And then there's your personal, private connection to Hashem. When there's no friends around or there's no tzaddik around, the religion doesn't close down. Even if there's nobody but me, there are things I can do. I can't daven with a minyan, but I can talk to Hashem in my own word. That I can do. I can have a spiritus. I can learn by myself, even if it's not as good as learning with chavrus or learning from a rebbe, But still, I have these different connections to Hashem. The Rebbe can't be available all the time. He's not available 24/7. So when he's available, that's the best connection to Hashem, to him. When he's not available, I connect over here. I connect over there. Each time I'm able to connect to the Nekuda Shach Laliboy Bo'es HaZois.